Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So Ethan is the associate producer of our show here, The Annie Fry Show. Ethan, when did you officially start full-time?
Full-time? Well, I guess it would have been the Monday after baseball season. So October 1st?
Yeah.
I think.
You've had a pretty big year. 2024 has been, dare I say, a banner year for Ethan Hannaford?
Yeah, it
don't
has
answer
been.
Don't answer this wrong.
It has been a banner year in a lot of different ways. Yes, I would say so.
The biggest part of 2024 is becoming the associate producer of the Annie Fry Show.
I feel like I'm legally obligated to.
Ooh, you've already messed up.
To say that it was getting married.
Yes,
that was probably the biggest part. Probably.
Boys, you guys look like you're nervous.
Yeah, I don't want to get caught in the blowback.
Well, I just don't know. Like, becoming the associate producer is obviously a dream come true, but. Is this really like the pinnacle of life?
No, it's not.
When did you get married?
I got married on June 1st. So, I mean, smack dab in the middle of the year.
Yeah.
Halfway through.
And you took your honeymoon a few weeks ago?
Yeah. We went to the week before Thanksgiving. We went to Maui for a week, which was a blast. And highly recommend to any youngsters out there or single Pringles, put off your honeymoon a little bit. Gives you a little bit of time to look forward to something down the road.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, could really have seen where like there was like recovery for half of our trip to start if we would have just done it all at once.
Yeah.
And it just gives you something else to look forward to.
Yeah, I think that's a smart move. So you, what are all the things that you did this year? Because you really did a lot in the industry.
2024 was no doubt my favorite year of my life for quite a few reasons. I started off the year in 2023. I was brought on by the Cardinals as their radio booth assistant.
Awesome.
And I'm very thankful and blessed for the opportunities that I was provided within that job. I'll say this, though. That job description at the beginning compared to the end when I finished looked very different. A lot of things were added on to that. The clubhouse reporting part of that wasn't even a thing at the beginning of it. That was added on. So to be able to have a whole year working in the clubhouse, interviewing players, coaches,
meeting a lot of cool people,
being an active part of St. Louis sports media was really cool. So that was definitely surreal continuing to build my way into that this year. And then halfway through the season, getting married. It was definitely a crazy stretch, but that was obvious. I mean, there's no words to describe how amazing that day was and that whole weekend and just how special that was. And then right after that, going straight back into like back to the grind. It was definitely tiring for a little bit there. Didn't really see Hannah very much at first, but that job was so much fun. It was an absolute blast. And then transitioning, I mean, it's really cool how God works, because there's been quite a few times in the last several years where I've been like, what is going on? What are you doing right now?
Yeah.
And having no idea what was going to happen, where my income was going to come from following baseball season and the opportunity to move to full time here, a place where I love to work, having that opportunity, kind of come up out of nowhere was really random, but has also been an absolute blast, getting to work with Mark's show and your guys' show. Has been such a fun couple of months here, and yeah, just enjoying every single bit of it.
What's 2025 going to bring for you?
That's a great question. I have no freaking idea.
Yeah.
Right now, I am in the process of looking for what's next. Obviously, I enjoy being here, but, I am looking for, minor league broadcasting jobs right now to start working my way up, with the goal eventually to get to, the major league level of sports broadcasting. So right now the process of seeing where Hannah and I are going is currently what's up next.
Well, Ethan, we know that the associate producer position here is one that people can come into and grow from. That's usually the case. And we've been so blessed to have you this year. We really appreciate everything that you've put in to this show. And I want you to stay around as long as you possibly can. But we always understand sometimes moving on means definitely moving up.